English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia. Task 2. Explore. Topic: Historic Events. Title: What a Proud Moment.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan cerita tentang penerbangan pertama N250 Gatot Kaca, yang merupakan pesawat pertama buatan Indonesia, diikuti oleh 3 pertanyaan yang akan mengukur pemahamanmu yang lebih dalam tentang teks tersebut. Simak dan jawab pertanyaannya.
Have you ever been on a plane before? You must be familiar with that sound. What planes do you usually see at the airport? Boeing or Airbus? You're right. Boeing and Airbus planes are the most widely used aircraft in the world. But do you know our country has also manufactured airplanes? It was a bright morning at Hussein Sastra Negara Airport in Bandung on 10th of August 1995 when President Suharto, the First Lady Tin Suharto, and many other leading figures in the country were present. They gathered at the airport tower to witness the first Indonesian aircraft flight. It was my flight. I am N250 Gatot Kaca. The name Gatot Kaca was inspired by the name of a famous Javanese puppet character who is famous for his flying ability. The airport tower resounded with cheers and applause as my pilot, Erwin Danuwinata, and my co-pilot, Sumarwoto, managed to get me up into the sky. Some even broke down in tears and hugged each other after seeing the plane they had been working so hard on for years finally flying. What a proud moment! I was initiated by Habibi, the Research and Technology Minister at the time, who dreamt of building an Indonesian aircraft industry. The letter N in my name, N250, represents Nurtanio, the company's nickname, whereas number 2 signifies the double engine, and 50 means 50 passengers. The company planned to produce more advanced aircrafts based on my prototype. But sadly, it was cancelled the following year due to the monetary crisis in Asia. The cancellation didn't stop PT Dirgantara Indonesia, the new name of the company, from producing Indonesian aircraft after the situation improved. Now, they're manufacturing my successors, N219, a remote area transportation aircraft, NC-212, a civilian and military aircraft, N-235, a multi-purpose aircraft, and CN-295, a military aircraft for military operations and humanitarian missions.
Answer the following questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number 1. How might the speaker influence listeners? A. They will be proud to be Indonesian. B. They will try to fly on an N250 Gatot Kaca. C. They will be encouraged to become Indonesian pilots. D. They no longer want to fly on Boeing and Airbus planes. E. They will be attracted to visit the local airport. Question number two. What does the speaker mean by saying,
"The company planned to produce more advanced aircrafts based on my prototype, but sadly it was cancelled the following year due to the monetary crisis in Asia"?
A. The N250 prototype evolved into more advanced aircraft. B. The speaker is sad to learn of Asia's monetary crisis. C. The company had planned to cancel the N250 production. D. The advanced version of the N250 aircraft was never produced. E. Asia's monetary crisis never influenced the cancellation of N250 production. According to the speaker, why did the people who gathered in Hussein Sastranagara Airport feel proud? A. Indonesia's first aeroplane succeeded to fly. B. The pilot and co-pilot of N250 managed to fly the plane. C. The tower was successful in handling the first flight of N250. D. They gathered with the president and Indonesia's first lady. E. The president and the first lady were happy to witness the flight.
Bagaimana? Ada kesulitan? Silakan konfirmasikan jawabanmu kepada bapak atau ibu gurumu.
Did you have difficulty answering the questions? If you did, you may ask your teacher for help.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.